I was just out and about. Thought I'd see if anybody wanted to play some round ball.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast's Daily NBA Show, featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.
What up, friends? Thanks for streaming today's NBA Bet Slippin' Daily Podcast. We're recording Wednesday, March 30th, and there's an 11-game slate in the NBA tonight. I have three best bets. Got back on a winning track yesterday, Tuesday, with a 2-1 performance on my best bets. I'll recap those here in a second. First, let me shout out the presenting website of this podcast, sportsbookwire.usatoday.com, where you can read mine and my colleagues' daily betting breakdowns for all major sporting events. Also, shout out to the sponsor of this podcast, Tipico Sportsbook, who's operational in New Jersey and Colorado. All of our listeners from those two states can get a special welcome bonus at usatodaybet.com/podcast. That's usatodaybet.com/podcast. Terms and conditions do apply. You must be 21 or older to game, so please see their website for details. And if you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER for New Jersey and 1-800-522-4700 for Colorado. So, like I said, I went 2-1 yesterday. It was my first NBA podcast of the week. Moving my month-long record to 33-31. Again, I had an abysmal last week. Went 0-5 on Friday with 7-11 last week. So I want to finish this month strong. This is the second to last day of March. I'm currently 98-78 since starting this podcast in the beginning of 2022. So still operating in the black, but struggled a little bit last week. Hopefully we can keep the good momentum going or rolling and pick three more winners, or at least have another profitable day as we did yesterday. Quick recap on yesterday's best bets. My one loser was the Los Angeles Lakers +11.5 as they got absolutely boat raced by the Dallas Mavericks, 128-110. Luka Doncic was phenomenal. He had 34 points, 12 rebounds, 12 assists, and the Lakers' defense is just pitiful. And actually, the Dallas 128-110 win was much worse than that score actually indicated. The Lakers were a complete no-show. I actually went to the Crypto.com arena to watch the third best bet that we had and our second winner, the Clippers over the Jazz, which was an awesome experience, hell of a game to go to. But I got into L.A. a little early so I can watch the Laker game and the rest of the basketball games. And by the time we got into the bar and started watching the Lakers, it was pretty much over. Like, they were down by 20, I think, in the first quarter or in the first half. And I got down or got up to Dallas's lead and got up to like 30-something. So it was a complete no-show for the Lakers. They've fallen to the 11th seed. They're technically tied with San Antonio record-wise, but San Antonio owns the tiebreaker, excuse me. And the Lakers could seriously miss the playoffs. But the next game that we hit on was the Detroit Pistons. Took 13.5 points. They ended up losing to the Nets 130-123, but we covered that spread. I sprinkled on the money line and the Lakers money line. Didn't get home on either one, so that stinks. I didn't put much on either, though, since they were pretty fat payouts. But Detroit plus the points got there. Cade Cunningham was phenomenal, had 34 points and 6 assists. But Kevin Durant is probably the best player in the world and was the best player last night, leading the Nets with 41 points. He also had 11 rebounds and 5 assists. And KD has it going here down the final stretch. And as the NBA season hits April and then eventually in May, KD and Brooklyn's a really scary team right now. So we took 13.5 because of how great or how good Detroit has been looking lately and how well against the spread they're performing. And that was the right side the whole time. So we got not fortunate, but it was a good play by us. But man, Brooklyn looks good. Their offense is potent. So not a team I'm looking to fade very often here down the stretch. And then the final game that we won with was the Los Angeles Clippers. We took 1.5 points. And I ended up closing with the Clippers +2. I hit the money line again, actually, or on top of the Clippers +1.5 before that game tipped off. I actually bet it while in the Crypto.com arena. And they beat Utah 121-115. They actually came back from 25 down. I got to be honest, I was down to leave the crib a little early so we can beat traffic. And I don't want to be stuck on the 110 or the 405 forever. But because I went and saw it with family who are visiting from out of town, they wanted to stay for the whole game, and they were right. And it ended spectacularly. Paul George made his return to the floor last night and was the best player on the floor. He had a game-high 35 points. And this is just another instance of the Jazz being frauds and peeing down their legs in a primetime spot versus a quality opponent. So the Donovan Mitchell also talked about this in a post-game press conference. Things are looking very gloomy in Utah or Salt Lake City. And I have real questions if Utah is going to make it out of the first round of the playoffs. So a team that I'm probably going to be fading again here in the near future, and almost definitely in the playoffs, is the Jazz. But let's go to the Wednesday slate again. There's 11 games. I can only get there on three best bets. I have a lean on one game. I'll talk about that in a second. But my three best bets are, you've heard me bet this team a number of times, or this line a number of times, but I'm taking the Denver Nuggets first half, which is -5.5 versus the Indiana Pacers. I'm going to lay 2.5 points with the Toronto Raptors at home against the Minnesota Timberwolves. Let me just make sure those odds are current. Yep, I'm pulling these odds again from Tipico Sportsbook. Shout out to them. And if you're in Colorado, New Jersey, be sure to check them out. And then my third best bet is I'm going to take the Miami Heat +5.5 as they visit the Boston Celtics. So let's break down these games real quick. Denver Nuggets first half -5.5, trading at -112 or going at for -112 on Tipico. Denver's at peak motivation, right? They gotta win this game to stay out of the play-in. They're, I think, right now in the sixth seed technically, with Minnesota chomping at their heels or biting at their heels, trying to overtake them. Minnesota is two games back. They each have six to play, so Denver has a little bit of a cushion, but still, they want to put this play-in race away and not have to worry about being eliminated in the little play-in tournament. So they are at peak motivation. I don't think they're going to overlook Indy, even though Indy's terrible. But Denver also owns bad defenses. Indy's got the third worst defensive rating. They're 28th in adjusted defensive rating. Against bottom 10 defenses, Denver is 21-2 straight up. They have a +12 adjusted net rating, which is second versus bottom 10 defenses, and the best ATS differential, a +6.3 versus bottom 10 defenses. But as far as the first half's concerned, Denver's got the fourth best first half spread or ATS ROI. And Indy's 0-3 against the number in the first half, the last three games, and they have a -21.7 first half scoring margin. It's pretty obvious that Indiana's effectively in tank mode. They traded DeMontis Sabonis, got back Tyrese Halliburton and Buddy Hield, who figure to be part of Indiana's future, but Malcolm Brogdon's currently listed as questionable. Chris Duarte, their starting shooting guard for most of the season, is listed as out. They have numerous players on the injury report. Former starters like Miles Turner, TJ Warren, and even backups. So Indiana is just trending way down, and Denver does kind of need to win this game. And again, they put it to or take it to bad defenses. So I'll lay 5.5 points of the Nuggets in the first half as my first best bet. My second best bet, I'm taking the Toronto Raptors -2.5 points. They're hosting the Minnesota Timberwolves. It opened with the Raptors -4, down to 2.5. So apparently sharp money's on Minnesota, or at least the market's on Minnesota. I'm cool with fading them. The Raptors do have a big Kem Birch, who's listed as questionable. I'd prefer if he were out there because it helps their defense and the front court a little bit better, but Nick Nurse is just a defensive wizard anyways, and I think he's going to be able to neutralize the dynamic Karl-Anthony Towns. Karl-Anthony Towns is a legit big with offensive skills that mirror a guard. Like, he can dribble, he can shoot the ball from behind the arc. He won the three-point contest, in fact, this All-Star weekend, and just has a lot of offensive game, but Again, Nick Nurse is a defensive wizard. He employs a lot of different schemes that can slow Cat down, perhaps. And Cat did play well against Toronto in their first meeting that Toronto actually won. But I think just from, team-by-team matchup perspective, Toronto's defense is going to be able to give Minnesota's offense some trouble. And a Minnesota offense that can struggle in half-court sets from time to time. I also do think it is a buy-low spot for Toronto, or maybe just a sell-high spot for Minnesota. Minnesota's surging up the standings, and they're having a breakout season that kind of a lot of the market anticipated happening either this year or last year. So I think a lot of people are just high on Minnesota, and they are looking pretty good. But Toronto, -2.5 at home, mostly full strength. They got Pascal Siakam in the line in the lineup. I think he's probably the second best player on the floor. I can't say that he's better than Cat, but I love the way he's playing this year. And these teams do have similar identities. They both like to pressure ball handlers and crash the glass, but Toronto does have a better offensive rebounding rate and a better defensive turnover rate than Minnesota. So they both have the same strengths, but Toronto is a little bit better in those areas. But most importantly, it's an insanely good spot for Toronto, an insanely bad spot for Minnesota. So for Toronto, they're 12-6 against the number versus winning teams, 5-1 against the number in their last six versus Minnesota, and 12-3 against the number as 1 to 2.5 point favorites. On the other hand, Minnesota, 5-13-1 against the number on the road versus winning teams, 3-8 against the number as 1 to 2.5 point underdogs, and they're 1-7 against the spread or against the number in their last eight as road underdogs. So let's take the Toronto Raptors -2.5 points. And then our final best bet, I'm going with the Miami Heat +5.5. I do think this is more of a legit buy low spot for Miami. The Boston's price hasn't been reduced that much despite them being without their starting big Robert Williams for the foreseeable future, for allegedly the next 4 to 6 weeks. We'll see when he returns. But Miami's 1-4 straight up in their last five, and they had that infamous Eric Spoelstra, Jimmy Butler fiasco last week against Golden State. They struggled since. But again, I think this is a spot where they are kind of batting down the hatches and look to show up in a big game against Boston. Boston also, I think, will struggle without Robert Williams III. He's second on their roster in adjusted on-off net rating. He has a +7.5 net rating. So the Boston Celtics score 7.7 more points per 100 possessions when Robert Williams is on the floor. That's in the 88th percentile among bigs. So he's actually like huge to what they do. And not having Robert Williams out there is definitely going to hurt Boston over the next couple weeks. Also, there is like a reverse line movement or sharp money towards Miami. This line opened at Boston 5.5. We're getting it at 5.5 still on Tipico, but a lot of books are dealing it at 5. So if you're in Colorado or New Jersey, be sure to check out Tipico and grab that 5.5. Otherwise, I don't know, make sure to shop around for the best price. Hopefully you can get a 5.5 at another book if you're not in one of those two states. But I also think it's a buy low spot for Miami. I am looking at their ATS trends and finding some value with the Heat here. They're 11-3 against the spread when spotted at least 3 points, 11-5 ATS as a road dog with a +7.3 ATS differential. And they've covered 9 of their last 12 visits to Boston. Also, despite how great they've been lately, they've been pretty much the best team since the start of 2022. Boston's just 15-19-1 against the number as a home favorite. In other words, not profitable as a home favorite. So let's grab the Heat +5.5. I think it is, again, for a third time, a buy low spot for them. And the price really hasn't changed on Boston despite them missing one of their best players. So we're adding the Heat +5.5 to the Toronto Raptors -2.5 and the Denver Nuggets first half spread of -5.5. Be sure to, again, check out Tipico Sportsbook if you're in New Jersey or Colorado. Also, always shop for the best numbers if you're not in one of those two states. Do your own homework. Check for the most up-to-date injury reports. And best of luck, whether you fade or follow me. I'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Peace.
Thought I'd see if anybody wants to play some round ball.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast Daily NBA Show, featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.